I hope that you are well. Welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. It's been another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I am so grateful. Now, just so many blessings have come, and I'm just so grateful, grateful, grateful. I had to pause. I wanted to do some pre-recordings because I'm going back from my spring break, and hopefully I can do a few tomorrow, but I haven't done a short and sweet in a long time, so I decided to do one. And these are, if you're new to Bad Thought Therapy, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy that you're tuning in. The short and sweet are these text messages that I get sent to me every morning, and they're just so powerful. They're uplifting, they're inspirational, they're thought-provoking. Sometimes I learn, you know, some biblical stories that I didn't know, and it's just they're really great. They're short and sweet. That's why I call them that. And the author is unknown, so I can't even give credit. Oh my goodness, I wish I could give credit to whom credit is due. And this person is so faithful for doing this. So gonna do a short and sweet. This is a great one. It's called Planted, Not Buried. Planted, Not Buried. And here it is. In life, you have to realize that you'll have some dirt put on you. At times, it feels like you're a buried seed. You'll feel like you'll never get past a sickness, a trouble, an addiction. It's dark. You feel pressure all around, and you don't see a way out. The good news is that you're not buried. You're planted. When you're buried, you're done. But when you're planted, you're coming up again, stronger, healthier, more successful. But being planted feels the same as being buried. It's dark, it's uncomfortable, you feel pushed down and compacted. If you get discouraged, you'll give up on your dreams. Remember that the life of Almighty God is your seed and is designed to push through the dirt. His life is more powerful than any force that's trying to hold you back. Get ready. The seed God put in you is about to spring forth. The dreams, the health, the freedom, the abundance, the right people, the greatness God put in you is about to become a harvest. Prayer for today. Father, thank you for the seed of greatness that you've placed in me that will only come to life buried under dirt. Thank you that I am a planted seed, not a buried seed. I believe that the power of your life is in me, and it is about to break forth into a plentiful harvest in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, that is so powerful. The seed, woo, seeds grow. And I am a witness. You have to believe that you are planted and you're not buried. And sometimes it's hard because the reality is life isn't easy. And I've said this many, many times, is that God does not change life. He changes us. So there are a variation of things that we all go through. We all go through loss. We all go through disappointment and frustration. We all go through betrayal. All those things, they come standard with this thing called life. But if we will just understand that God is with us no matter what, and we accept that that is what we need, and He will take us through, because there's another side of through, and all of these experiences that we have, they are designed to make us better. They're designed to strengthen us. They're designed to make us more compassionate. Everything we go through helps us to become a better human being. And that's just the way it is. And that's painful because, yeah, we would, as humans, we choose the path of least resistance. Most of us would take the easy route. We don't want to go through a whole bunch to get there. And every now and then I would have my conversations with God, like, why do I have to go through all this just to get to where I need to be? You don't have to do this, that kind of thing. But what I understand is that when you go through things, you have a different understanding. You are more compassionate, you're more sensitive, and you're really inspired, because there's some things that I've gone through and I'm like, you know what, because I've gone through this, it's inspired me to become a solution for something. It's inspired me to focus on something else. Everything that we're going through has a purpose, and you have to sit down and you have to get with God. Got to have that fellowship with God to know what that is. And if you listen to this podcast, you know what I'm about to say. Every single day of your life, you have to have that time when you are talking to God and you're listening to God. That quiet time is so essential. If we don't put it in, it can't come out. And I have to say this, we have to put it in. It has to be intentional, and we have to resist, because every day there's always some situation that can take us to that other side. No matter how spiritual we are, we're still carnal, we're still flesh and bone. And so we have the potential, we have the capability. I was just watching, like a few days ago, there's a big case here where this guy was a coach at a high school, and he has admitted to killing his girlfriend. He strangled her to death, and after he did it, he went right to the police department and he turned himself in. And what was interesting is they were interviewing different people who knew the man, and everybody was like, we're just so shocked, because this one lady was like, you know, he helped my grandson to become a better student, a better young man, and now my grandson is in college. You know, everybody was talking about how he was this coach who inspired young people. But that enemy is real. And you have to, if you don't spend that time, you got to stay in his presence. You have to be focused, because if a person leaves you, you have to understand you will not die. If you lose something that is valuable, it can be incredibly painful, but you will not die. You can live. If you are dealing with some situation that is beyond your control, whether it is a sickness, whether right now you are limited in being able to increase your income, whatever it is, just know that God is with you, and seek his face for answers, his understanding, his peace. I am a witness. He will give you what you need. And, you know, I remember years and years ago, this had to be 30 years ago, because my daughter, longer than that, because my daughter's 33. And I just remember a situation that I was facing. This is before she was born. And I was like, you know, and I was trying to figure out why this thing happened the way it happened. But later, now looking back, I realized that God's hand was on it. And that's the thing. You have to trust that God sees what you don't see. We are limited in what we can see. We may be able to see what's in front of us, but we can't see what's around the corner. Our peripheral vision in the physical realm is limited, but God can see what is going on in the present that we cannot see, and he knows the future. And you just have to trust him. You have to trust him. You have to pray. You have to listen. See, I think a lot of people, and I've been there myself, we miss it because we sort of have this thing where we become passive in our own faith. So we're praying, we're saying, God, you know, just relieve me of this, or just take this away, or just help me with this. But there's something in the natural that we have to do. You see, God is there and he's working, but in the supernatural, there is still a part of the natural that has to work in tandem, and we have to do something too. So the example that I give, that I think most people can really see it, is if you needed a job, you needed employment, you needed to get income, you could pray for God to bless you for a job, or you could pray for God to bless you with money. And you know, miracles happen every day. At the same time, it's more likely that there is something you have to do in the natural, whether it is to go out there and to apply for a job, whether it is to call a person, whether it is to make yourself available. Yes, miracles happen. Yes, things happen where God just works almost just totally, you know, it's spontaneous, it's spiritual. But most of the time, our blessings come because of something that we must do in addition to the supernatural. And so we just have to realize that, because some of our suffering is a result of us not making those decisions where you need to let a person go, or you need to You need to open your heart for something, or you need to, work on something. Whatever it is, you have to pray for his guidance and his wisdom, and he'll give it to you. And he'll tell you how. You know, that's the prayer that I learned to pray. God, tell me what to do and how to do it. Because sometimes just saying, okay, I think I need to do this, it may be easier said than done. But I just know that God is real. I know that he loves you. I know that you are not buried. You are planted. I know that he wants to have beautiful things spring up out of you and from you. I know that he wants you to have peace and love and good things. And it's about us making those decisions to have those things. Our lives, you know, the beautiful thing about God, and this is a, what is the word I want to use? Like a double-edged sword. That's not what I want to use, but we're given free choice. And so the state of our lives is usually a result of choice. Not always, because there are some situations that we cannot control, we cannot change no matter what. But a lot of the quality of our lives and what happens to us is a result of the choices that we're making as people. So earlier today, beautiful day today, God blessed me to be able to do an event for my business. I hadn't done an event in over a year. And I was just about to give up. And I was thinking, you know, God, do you really want me to do this? Because if you don't, I'm at peace now. It took me a while to get there, but I was like, okay, God, I'm at peace. Your will be done, not my will. So just out of the blue, a woman called me, contacted me, and she was telling me about the event, and, you know, she wanted, you know, to have us a part of it. And now, because I get so much spam and I get so many scammers out there, I always vet people. Because I was thinking, how does she know me? And I'd never heard of her, but she remembered when I had my bookstore in the mall and when I was out in the community, and she was impressed. And I think what she said today was she was really impressed the fact that I was set up in the heart of the hood, okay? Because I want to make an impact where it is needed the most. Remember, Jesus taught that the well don't need a physician, it's the sick. So I was in the heart of our community just trying to make a difference, and it wasn't easy. I was very successful, but I was not making a lot of money. I always joke about this. People say, oh, you shouldn't say that, but it's true. I was making thousands of good memories, but I wasn't making any money. And so I had to make a decision. And so I decided to step away and go back into teaching. God blessed me to open up some doors. But this woman, she just saw me. And so from there, when we contacted each other, she had this beautiful event today, and I was so blessed, not just because for the first time, she didn't know this, but she inspired me to renew my business license, because I was like, you know, maybe God, you want me to do something else, I'm okay. But she really inspired me to get my business license. I was able to make some contacts, make a few sales, but the most important thing is it was the fellowship, and it was so much that I learned. So many beautiful things. There are people in the community just putting together these beautiful programs. And my daughter and I were talking about how, you know, there are people that, the people that need to be there are often not there. And, you know, we were coming up with solutions. But right after that, when we got home, we started watching a 2020 special. This might be the last special that they did. A woman was brutally murdered by her husband. Somebody that she met through a dating website. This keeps happening over and over again. People meeting on these dating websites. And there are probably more dating disasters from online contacts and hookups than not. Probably more. It's more disastrous. And I just seen something before this. There's this TikToker, and she did a 50-part series about how she married this guy that she had met through a dating app. They got married, and she chronicles the living hell that she endured. But as I was watching this, each and every time I was saying, Lord, thank you that her life was spared, because many people don't come out. And then sometimes if they do survive, you know, they've lost so much. They might have lost their health. They might have lost money. They might have lost their world positions, the things that they need. So she survived, but this lady did not. She met a man, didn't know him that long. Next thing you know, they got married. And the next thing you know, she is brutally beaten to death, strangled, and killed. And there is there's evidence that he tried to poison her before he killed her. And he had already tried to poison. There's allegations that the evidence is clear that he tried to poison his ex-wife. She's denied it, but of course, when you live in extreme fear, you know, even though he's in jail, we don't know how that lady was psychologically affected by her relationship. But I can tell you, it is so painful. We have to pray, because if you don't pray, you will become prey. I went all around to say that. That's why you got to pray, because she suffered. She got with this guy. Her whole life changed as a result of this. And that's what I was trying to lead up to. When we don't seek God first and we don't do it His way, it can end up with a lot of pain. And even when you survive the pain, let me tell you, you have the memories. You have to endure nightmares. You have to look back and you're grateful. I've talked about this so much. You can be so grateful because you know that could have been you, that you were poisoned and you survived it, or you could have been killed and you survived it, and you were betrayed, and you know that. But I'm telling you, this can be avoided. The quality of our lives is determined by what we do, and we have to seek God for answers so that we can have peace, we can have abundance, we can have so many good things. It is possible, regardless of the fact that life isn't perfect. We still have challenges no matter what. You're not going to evade the challenges. You're not going to evade difficult moments and painful moments. But some pain is unnecessary. Some stress, as my daughter always says, is optional. You have to understand that. And so you have to understand you are planted. You're not buried. But you have to make sure that you planted yourself in fertile soil, that you have planted yourself in a good environment. I don't get it. I used to try to psychoanalyze why people get up and evil is just on their minds. From the time they wake up to the time they go to bed, they don't care about anybody but themselves. They have not done anything for anybody but themselves. And every devious possible thing they can do, they're into. It's usually sex. And that was the case in the story on 2020 and the case of the other story of the TikToker. And I throw my hands up now. I'm not going to try to figure out why it exists. Well, I do know why it exists. It's because, I've said it before, it's because people don't know God. And some people don't think about their souls. They don't think about their lives. They don't get that deep. Life is lived sort of on a shallow way. And the reality is, if you are a seed and you're planted and you're not buried deep enough, you're not going to survive. And that's sort of what you have. You have this situation. In the story of the 2020 special, what was so sad is, and this happens a lot, I can been there, got, you know, t-shirt to prove it, where people just get with you just to use you. Because this guy, basically, she was successful, she was attractive, she had a lot going for herself. You have men, and they're just looking for that person that, oh, this, the woman might just want some love and attention and affection. And this guy, it's premeditated. Like, they're going after this individual intentionally because they want to use this person's goodness. They want to use their hard work and be a parasite off of everything that they have worked for and sacrificed for. And that's what happened in this case. Same thing in the other case with the TikToker. Same thing. We can all, some of us can sit around the campfire and roast some marshmallows and talk about our situation. And it's because, and I've just given up on trying to figure out why. You know, I feel like people, again, a lot of this is connected to sexual deviation. And so I just feel like people can't live out loud in that way. So they feel like they have to hide. And there's a word for them now. I call them covers, where they use you as a cover. So you make their lives look normal and nice. but really behind the scenes, they are nasty and they're just plain old evil. They just enjoy every perverted, just sinful thing possible. And you're like, why? But you have to give up. You have to let that go. And in the end, you pray. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I've spent a lot of time praying about this situation. And I see hopefully more women, their eyes will be open so that they can be saved. But then I'm starting to pray for people who prey on people, P-R-E-Y. Those people who just set out to intentionally try to use people and to hide behind their goodness. I'm in a whole different realm now. I'm like I've never been before, because it has to stop. And I'm not a person, you know, I know what's wrong and what's right, but I'm matured enough where I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. If they want to just do any perverted thing they want to do, you know what? I'm not even trying to convince them anymore. But I just want them to stay away from people who don't know that they're that way, you know, because they hide and they deceive. I think the part that always gets me, and it's like in both of these cases that I'm talking about, you can check them out. The last 2020 special, if you're in America, the United States, and 2020, I think, is international. It's the one called, it's about the renovation, the killer renovation. And so that was the pun that they used. And that lady, basically, the guy, when he got with her, he knew what he was going to do. He was going to use her as a front to hide his perversion and his evil. And he did it. And he killed her. His ex-wife was sick all the time. They believe that he poisoned her because he shared something that he did. Same thing with the TikToker. Met him. Same thing happened. The guy only got with her to use her stability, her work. He had these people move in. And it's painful, because I almost wish that they would just come out and say, hey, look, I ain't got a place to stay, or I'm going through something. Can you help me out? Rather than getting with you and then using you for your goodness and your stability and your hard work and your blessings. And then behind closed doors, you know, they're sleeping with other people, the men and women. Then they're plotting a plan. Okay, can I poison her again? You know, it's just painful. It is so painful. But trust and believe. I'm going to end with this. I've said this before on this podcast. Your secret prayers are your greatest weapon. You don't have to fight with knives and guns. That is not usually how you have to fight. These are spiritual battles. And what you have to do is you have to fight spiritually against darkness. And I never forget that anybody can be a deviant in any way. Everybody has the propensity to sin. We all have the propensity to go to the dark side. The thing is that there are people who don't resist, because we all can fall short. We all can mess up. And sexual deviation there's a spirit of sexual deviation, and it's real. And yes, people can be pulled that way. I think sometimes what blows my mind is that there is no resistance. Like, these people, they just sort of give into it. They're not trying to resist. Because technically they don't have to do what they're doing. And it's not even what they're doing anymore. It's a deception. Like, it's one thing if you say, hey, look, I like to sleep, but you know, I'm not going to be with one person. I really want to sleep with other men and women, but you know, I would like to live with you and live off of your goodness. Most people would probably say no, but some women might say, okay, you can stay here. We'll share a few expenses, you know, I guess. But it's a deception. It's the evil, and it's the hiding. And you know, this is the year of uncovering. But I'm going to say this again. What you have to do when you see people do evil, and you know that it's intentional and it's malicious. Now, let me just say this. We all hurt people. We've all done bad things, and we've all said things and done things we shouldn't do. But when people are maliciously trying to be deceptive, to use you, to hurt you, you have to understand, you have to pray. about that. And let me tell you, when you pray for God to disempower them and disable them, He will. They will not be able to do it to you. And you want to just not even just pray for yourself to be saved, but to make sure that they won't do it to anybody else. I used to pray, you know, God heal certain people, like you can see a sickness on them and other people can see it. And maybe they don't even know that this is what is going on. They have this darkness, you know, that is inside of them for whatever the reason. And I used to pray for God to heal them and help them and all of these things. But sometimes I feel like people just intentionally just don't want to do right because they just don't care. It's a level of selfishness that's clinical. They're not thinking, when they wake, they're never thinking about anybody. And they will go out and they will spend, like in this case on 2020, he didn't have any money. But you know what he was spending his money for? He was spending his money to go to these sex clubs and meeting men. And he wasn't spending the money to help the woman, you know, same thing with the other guy that, you know, from TikTok, taking the money, going and buying prostitutes, not working, you know, just all the lies and deception, the effort that these people go, but keep praying. Pray for our world to be healed. Pray that these people have to stop. They have to stop. It has to stop. And it is spiritual. And if they want to get healed, you know, God is such a gentleman. He doesn't force anybody to do right. He doesn't force it. That's the amazing thing, because if he did, he'd be just like a man. He distinguishes himself from man by giving us free will. We must choose to do good. We must choose to resist evil, submit to God, and resist evil. And yes, the enemy will flee us. Is it easy? No. Depending on, you know, different situations and all of that. But it's possible to be free, to be healed. Because again, at some point, our soul, which really belongs to God, will be held accountable for all that we have done and all that we have said, all that we believe. And people can say, you know, they can say they don't believe in God. God believes in them. They can say that this stuff is not real, but the evidence is so clear. And we don't need, it's not that deep. Just look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars. There is something greater than we are. And we do not, some people think they're here on their own, but listen, we can't take our next breath without God. And so when people don't even fear God, there is nothing that they will not do to you. And I'm a witness. There is nothing they will not do. And so you have to pray. Please pray, you guys. Those stories, you know, I just watched this one on 2020 tonight, and she's gone. And most of the time, the women are just looking for love. Like in both of the cases, the TikToker and when she shared the 50-part episode, what she really wanted is she just wanted love. That's what most people want. They want to be loved. They want to be appreciated. But these, when they get with these guys, the guys are not thinking about them. They're only thinking about themselves and what they can get and how they can use. And so in the case of the one on 2020, he is in prison. And the other case, I don't know about the guy that the TikToker dealt with, but this happens every day, all day. So beautiful people, be careful out there. Pray for healing. Pray for protection. That's all we have. And remember, you are not buried. You are planted. You have the seed of God in you that will grow, and it will grow and give you wisdom, give you peace, give you joy, prosperity, love, and so much more. Peace and abundant blessings to you. I appreciate you listening. I'm Sheree Hardy. Take care.